Whatever happened to humility? Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Once valued in our culture, humility just isn't practiced at all. Instead, we have a self-centered, chest-thumping, braggadocious, pat-yourself-on-the-back generation with an exaggerated self-importance. The NFL running back, who years ago would credit the linemen for their great blocking and opening the way for his touchdown runs, will thump his chest and tell you how great he is, the best running back ever. The mid-level boss at work takes credit for every accomplishment in his department, never complimenting his staff for work well done. The musician who interrupts an award presentation to tell the recipients that someone else is better than she is. The gossip who is constantly putting down friends in an effort to make herself look better. Yes, it's true. Humility is the ugly duckling of virtues, lost in a quagmire of self-centered bravado. This foolish pride is hubris, and humility is the antidote for hubris. Somehow, over time, we have come to believe that humility is a lack of self-confidence, that humble people are shy or timid. Nothing could be further from the truth. We gain respect by being humble. By simply shifting the focus from self to others, we make a powerful statement of leadership. Try it sometime, and you will see the power of humility. So, what are some examples of modern-day humility? What are a few simple things we can do to be more humble? Number one, try opening a door for someone. Or giving up your place in the checkout line to the woman with the fussy child. Clean up the coffee spills in the lunchroom at work, even though you don't drink coffee. When being honored for an accomplishment, use the opportunity to thank the people that helped you get there. Cook a meal for the woman down the street who recently lost her husband, or invite her to lunch. Instead of donating money to the local soup kitchen, volunteer to wait on tables once a month. There's a few, and I'm sure you can think of many, many others. As Christians, we don't have to look very far for examples of humility. Jesus himself was born in a stable, had few possessions and no place to live. He led a humble life, but changed the world. If we realize that our goal on earth is not how great we can become, but on how much of a difference we can make in the lives of others, then we will begin to understand the virtue of humility. Let's all practice humility. This is Tony Agnese.